Connor Satato, and how are you? Welcome to another episode and another season of Cornucopia of Tales and Tellers, normally with myself and Simona, only this one is my solo episode, as I update the universe on the storytelling tales of the summer that was 2022. So, over the summer, basically since IATEFL actually, when myself, David, and a lot of storytellers were taking part in Belfast, a week later, I moved down to the People's Republic of Cork, where there is a massive amount of art, of storytelling, of performance, of improv classes, of drama, of basically you name it, you can do it in Cork nearly every day of the week, which is fantastic. And obviously one of the first things I did when I moved down here was I went to join the Cork Yarn Spinners, which is a organization. You get yarn spinners all around Ireland, but the Cork Yarn Spinners storytelling community is an organization that are now based out of Rosie Madison's on Bandon Road in Cork. They meet up on the first Thursday of every month in the pub, and everybody can come with song, with story, with verse, with poetry, with music, with breakdancing, with pretty much anything artistic, you name it. You can show up and do it as it is, open mic, everybody's welcome and everybody takes part. And believe me, it has been some crack. Now, I've only been in Cork a few months now. Cork's fantastic, by the way. If you ever want to visit Ireland, I would highly recommend Cork, definitely over Dublin and Belfast. Cork's just amazing. The people down here are extremely open, extremely friendly, extremely relaxed, and everybody sort of takes part in everything. It's fantastic. Highly recommend it. Anyway, Paddy O'Brien is normally the MC and the leader, is that the right word, of Cork Yarn Spinners. And if you show up, you get encouraged to take part, encouraged to tell a story. So I've actually told, I've told a story every time I've been there. So the first time I showed up, I had every intention of telling a very short Nasruddin story, and I ended up telling my two stories about the fairies in County Antrim and the hurling match. The second time I was there, I told the Andowel two-rooted briar story, where poor man makes a deal with the devil. We will tell that story in another podcast. And then the last time I was there, which was only last week, it was a Nasruddin tale, which seemed to go down pretty well. So I will tell that at the end of this podcast. So anyway, who attends the Cork Yarn Spinners? Basically anybody for the crack. Everybody is welcome to attend, and everybody is certainly welcome to take part and play or tell or sing or you name it. If it's artistic, you can do it, which I think is fantastic because it's always a wide range of stuff. There's a wide range of stories, types of stories. There's been poetry, there's been song, there's been dance, there's been multiple languages of stories as well, Irish, Spanish, and a German, if I recall correctly, as well. And a few really fantastic poetry readings, which has been really good as well. So I would highly recommend everybody comes to Cork at the start of the month and have a bit of crack. Not just that, the pints of Guinness or €4.90, which is the cheapest I've seen for about 10 years, which is always good. And the bar staff are incredibly friendly too. It's a very, it's a brand new pub. And it's just been redecorated, redesigned, and it's very classy and very comfortable inside. So the more the merrier. Last week we actually had, because the Cape Clear Festival is on in an island, Cape Clear, funnily enough, in Cork, all the big names of Irish storytelling were there. So we had the legendary Liz Weir, we had Maria Gillan, we had the guys from Moth and Butterfly, we had Colin Irwin, we had Masco Carey, and me. So at times it can be quite intimidating when you get these amazingly professional and experienced storytellers. And then you just get teacher me. So you could argue, did I have a right to be there? But anyway, no, the guys who are there are a thousand times better than I will ever be, but it is fantastic to sort of finally meet all these people in the flesh and not just see them on Zoom. And it's just really nice to talk to, you know, a lot of big names in Irish storytelling and beyond. Everybody there not only has a story, but they've certainly very interesting life stories as well. And you normally, you get a lot of good laughs. And as we say up north, the crack is most definitely 90. But what I want to do as well is tell you a little bit about the absolute, and I mean the absolute, highlight of what went on. So in the, it must have been the June edition of the Cork Yarn Spinners. So that was back when I told a fairy story quite early on in the night. That was a lot of fun. It seemed to go down well enough. Although my later stories have probably went down better, I think would be fair to say. But anyway, there's a lot of crack to be had. And it would be highly recommended to anybody interested in going. But the first time I went, there was something more than special happened, I think it would be fair to say. So there was a lot of, there was a bit of song, there was a bit of dance, there was a bit of poetry. I would highly recommend the tales of Cliff Wedgbury, who actually told me one of what I think is his best story, just as we were sitting having drinks one night, that he, I'm not even going to spoil it, let's just say he encountered the English Queen, but not as you would imagine it, and one of the British Prime Ministers pretty much in the same day through complete accident, without really meaning to, which makes the story even more entertaining. And I would highly recommend his music and the one-liner jokes that he comes off with, which usually has everybody in tears just before he plays a song, whether it be ukulele or otherwise. I'm going to talk about one of the absolute highlights, probably the highlight so far of the entire Cork Yarn Spinners event. Was the first night I was there, there was maybe 20 Irish people and then maybe 20 more Spanish, American, Italian and Dutch from memory who were also in attendance. And after I told and a few other people told, there was a fella, Jim, who got up and he went to sing. And he got one line into a song and thought, no, I'll sing something else. And what he did was he sang Grace. Now, I'm not going to introduce Grace. I'm not going to talk about the song. What I'm actually going to do is I am going to put into this podcast a little bit of the Dubliners introducing the song and why the Dubliners are introducing the song, because it's a very powerful Irish song. I think it's best explained here by the Dubliners. I'll let them do it and then I'll tell you what happened afterwards.
It's a song called Grace, and whereas most of us know the song, most of us would be familiar with the song, not everybody knows who Grace was, or even that she was a real person at all. So with your indulgence, I'll just explain a little bit about the song before I sing it. Grace was a woman called Grace Gifford, and Grace Gifford was the childhood sweetheart and for a very short time the wife of a man called Joseph Mary Plunkett. Now, Joseph Mary Plunkett was a poet and a patriot. He was the youngest of the signatories of the proclamation in 1916. And as one of the signatories, of course, he was sentenced to death along with the other rebels. And he was shot in Kilmainham Jail here in Dublin on the 4th of May, 1916, in the early hours of the morning. And a couple of hours before he was shot, Grace Gifford and a priest were brought into Kilmainham, and in the little chapel inside there, Joseph Plunkett and Grace got married. They were allowed about 15 minutes together under supervision after the ceremony, and that was all, that 15 minutes was all the married life they had together, that was it. If you ever visit Kilmainham Jail, which is something I highly recommend, everybody does at least once, there's a little plaque to the right of the altar as you look at it, commemorating this wedding. And even though she was so young when all this happened, Grace never remarried. and she died in 1969, living with two other old ladies in Ranelagh in Dublin. That's how close we are to that bit of history.
So that's the meaning of the song. What actually happened? Was this completely unplanned moment? So when he sang the song, immediately, all the Irish people, none of us had looked at each other. None of us, like I'm new there. Nobody knew me and I didn't know anybody there. None of us made eye contact, nothing. But all in unison, we sang the chorus each time. It was an experience that I've never had and probably never will again, of just this emotion. And there wasn't a dry eye in the house. I mean, by the second chorus, I was gone. There was no way I was able to, you know, finish the rest of the choruses of the song because I was, you know, bawling like a child at this point. I know there was someone in the crowd, I think they were American, sitting at the bar who might have recorded it on their phone. I would love to find out who that was and if they still have the recording and if they would be willing to share it. Although I wouldn't sort of wish to see myself bawling in tears at the song, but it was just an experience and a moment that I've never, no one had ever planned for it, but it just happened. And it was phenomenal, absolutely phenomenal. There's really no words to describe what that was like. It was just funny how like the 20 Irish people in the room all sang at the same time. Without planning. And we all just took part. It was amazing. I highly recommend you look up the song Grace on YouTube. You've just heard the Dubliners give the introduction to it. Extremely, extremely powerful. So anyway, that was the highlight. And there are indeed, because there are some very well-known famous faces that do appear at Cork Yarn Spinners to share tales and stories and most definitely laughs. There has been amazing crack at it. And one of the stories that I told, which seemed to go down well, is one that if you're familiar with Nasruddin, you would know well. So I'm going to tell it now. Some time ago, Nasruddin was having a great big party at his house. Now, with great big parties, obviously, you need a great big pot to cook a great big meal for the great big party and the great number of people who were going to be there. So Nasruddin took a walk down to his neighbour's house and knocked on the door. "Hi neighbour, do you mind if I borrow your great big pot? Because I'm having a great big party with a great many people and I need to cook a great big meal." The neighbour says, "No problem. Here's the pot. There you go. Bring it back in a couple of days, clean it, dry it, and give me it back." Nasruddin says, "Thank you very much." And he went on his way with the pot. Nasruddin had the party, he cooked a meal, and headed back to the neighbour's house a couple of days later. "Hello, neighbour. Thank you very much for lending me this pot. Very grateful. Thank you." The neighbour goes, "Thank you very much. Nice and clean. And wait, what's this? Sorry, you've given me two pots here. I only lent you the one pot. There's a pot inside the big pot. The big pot's mine. The other one's yours." "Oh, no. That's your pot too." He's like, no, I only lent you the one pot." Nasruddin goes, yes. "You lent me the big pot, but I cooked with it. I cleaned it. I left it overnight in the kitchen to dry out. And by the morning, it had had a child." "It what?" "It had had a child. It had had a baby pot. It was a mummy pot. And now you have a baby pot with it. The pot. Give birth." "It did, yeah." "You telling me an inanimate object give birth to another inanimate object?" Yes. Yes, it did." "Right. Okay. Free kitchen utensils for me. Well, thank you, Nasruddin. I'll see you again." Nasruddin walked on his way and went home. A couple of months later, Nasruddin was having another great big party for another great many people and he needed to cook a great big meal. He went down to the neighbor's house. "Neighbor, do you mind if I borrow that big pot again? I'm having another great big party for a great many people and I need to cook a great big meal." The neighbor was thinking to himself this time, I am going to kit out my entire kitchen with this idiot. Of course, Nasruddin, of course you can take the pot. Bring it back in a few days, and I'll see you then. Nasruddin says, thank you very much, and heads on his merry way. Again, he has a great big party with a great many people and a great big meal. But the neighbor is sitting at home. It's been a few days. Nasruddin hasn't appeared. A week passes by. No one's knocked on his door. There's no one here, and there's no pot. 2 weeks pass by. 3 weeks pass by. Nasruddin hasn't appeared. The neighbor's very angry at this stage. Storms into Nasruddin's house, knocks on the door. Oi, you, where's my pot? I lent it to you 3 weeks ago. Oh, that, yeah, sorry about that. I couldn't bring it down. Why not? Well, I had the great big party with a great big meal with a great many people. And I cleaned the pot. I left it overnight. I came back the next morning. And it died. Excuse me? It died? Yeah, the pot died. It has went to the great kitchen cupboard in the sky. What do you mean the pot died? Nasruddin, it's an inanimate object. Inanimate objects didn't die because they were never alive. Can I have my pot back, please? No, there isn't a pot to give back. It is dead. Nasruddin, do you think I'm stupid? Do you think I'm some form of idiot here? Neighbor, think of it this way. You did believe me when I said your pot had given birth to a smaller pot. You can surely believe me now that your pot has died. The circle of life. Thank you very much, Garamil Mahugat. I hope you enjoyed that little tale that I told at Cork Yarn Spinners. It seemed to go down quite well the other night. Again, if anybody is interested in coming to Cork, I highly recommend you do at the start of the month, especially over the first Thursday of the month, because the Cork Yarn Spinners is a lot of fun. You will have a lot of laughs. It is great crack, and you will see some very, very, very talented people, plus me, for the very small fee of only €5 donations. So I highly recommend it. So, thank you very much for listening to my ramblings on a cornucopia of tales and tellers. We actually have, believe it or not, the next 20 episodes planned already. As always, we will be releasing them every other Friday morning. So once every 2 weeks, we will have a podcast released for you on tales. We have tellers from all around the world joining us, and there is plenty of crack to come, as we say. So thank you very much. You will hear from Simona and myself very, very soon. Take it easy, everybody. Bye-bye.